Lucy Claire Dunbar, I've got your book in my hand, and anybody watching this on YouTube is going to be able to see that. Your book is incredible. You're incredible. You know I adore you. I absolutely do. You're very special. But I'm going to start this just by reading a little bit. We may be just a blip in time, but the love...
You're going to make me cry. Why am I crying?
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll do it. We may be just a blip in time, but the love we leave behind will always shine. And then you've got this beautiful, beautiful illustration. And that's what you're all about. You're about making us feel better.
I try.
your actual story. Oh, you really have. I've got...
I'm going to cry.
I know, it's ridiculous. So your actual story is incredible. And I don't think... Many people know your story and what you've gone through. So we're going to talk about that. But you have now done drawings, illustrations for the world's biggest, most well-known, famous people ever in the history of the world. Does that blow your mind? Taylor Swift, the royal family, all of that. What on earth? How did this... Okay, how does that feel and how did it all start?
It feels wild. I think I find it hard to like comprehend.
That's
I just
nice.
Keep drawing, and that's just, yeah, I guess I don't really think about it in a way of how big it's got. It's really weird. I find it quite peculiar that so many people see what I draw too, because I do forget that sometimes.
Everyone, but that's nice. I like
it just,
that.
It feels like, well, I say it all the time on Instagram, but everyone's just, it's like my second family, and they're the most amazing people in the world and so supportive. And I just wouldn't be here without them. And I feel like I owe everything to them. And the fact that my drawings can help them feels, because really my account saved me.
Yeah.
I started it at a very dark time in my life, and it was literally what, it was like my one foot in front of the other kind of situation. I do one drawing a day, and that's what kept me going. So,
and lots of people don't know that about you.
No. It's all it. So I've been doing it for 5 years now, but I think the past year is where it kind of took off, and now I'm here.
And I love that you're here. But we've met before. We've spoken before. But can we go back to the time when you just didn't know if you could put one foot in front of the other, because things were not good. They were not good.
No.
So where did the sayings come from? Did somebody say something to you and then say, draw that down? Because I want to know where that spark to keep going came from.
I think, if I cry, I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologise. I've just started by crying.
It was kind of my sister. I don't think she even knows how much I owe to her and like this whole account and everything. I'd reached a point, kind of where I didn't know where I was going, what I was doing. I'd just graduated, which I think is a really hard time for people in their early 20s, because everyone's asking what you're doing and you're thinking, I've only just graduated, like I don't know where I'm going. And so she just said to me, look, Lucy, if you love drawing, just keep doing that and just post it on Instagram and you can maybe earn your pocket money and keep going. And I was going to take a year out, because at this point as well, I was also, it's quite funny when I just dropped this in, but I was also like clinically blind, which had happened because of like how complications with my diabetes. It was kind of like, let's do this for a year and then see what you want to do in a year's time.
So how bad was your sight at that stage when she said
that? I couldn't see pencil on paper. I couldn't read. My friends would sign my, I don't even know if I should say this, but my friends would sign my forms for me at uni and stuff. And I had the most amazing friends at uni who did help me, and like they'd read my work and stuff to make sure that I wasn't spelling mistakes everywhere. It was bad. I couldn't cross the road by myself, and I couldn't actually, like, where we're sat now, if you didn't tell me you were you, I probably wouldn't.
So you could see forms, but not who it was.
Not, like, who it was. And I used to literally just, it was awful. But I would walk down the street basically smiling and waving at everyone because because I didn't know if I knew them or not.
But actually, that's what your books do now. Oh, my word.
I feel like I do that now just because I can actually see it. I like doing it. But at the time, it was like I didn't know. If someone was waving in the street, I'd think they were waving at me.
I like that, though. Wave at everybody. Just wave at everybody.
Yeah, so it was really bad. And my sister... And then this is kind of all going back to like how it all began. But my sister said to me after one appointment, and I'd gone in, and they basically said, there's nothing we can do. We don't know what's up with you. We've never seen... I think something had happened in my eyes that like just meant it looked different to what they'd seen before. And I remember leaving and walking into our town centre and bumping into my sister. And I just remember thinking, this is it. She's like a guardian angel. Because if I hadn't seen her, I don't even know what I would have done. And she just said to me, this is when I'm going to cry. But she said to me, there's always hope. And
Hold my hand. It's fine.
But there's always hope. And I think that's what I want to do with the book is just like... There was a time when I really didn't think there was a future for me. So if I can give anyone hope, then that's... more than I ever imagined I would do. So, yeah.
See, what an amazing way to start on the... And I'm going to use the word that people don't like, but I'm going to... On this extraordinary journey that has taken you from a really dark place where you didn't know if you're going to be able to carry on to, back to what I said before, royal family and Taylor Swift and all these people knowing exactly who you are and asking you to do drawings for them and... You have a book out, which I just read out of and made me cry. It's beautiful. The Book of Gifts. Greatest Christmas present ever, I think. So when was that? When did you do the first drawing? Did you say 5 years?
2019. Just, it was the September before the whole world shut down.
So when you did the first drawing, when did it suddenly go into, oh, people are taking notice?
Early on, I met some really amazing, I guess you'd call them influencers on, but they're just like the most amazing people in the world who supported me and just shared my work. And then it was just all kind of word of mouth. But it really took off around the Queen and Paddington. There were a lot of artists took inspiration from that time. But I did a drawing that kind of just, took off. And then from there, I feel like it just kept going from there, which...
So looking back now, it's happened for all the right reasons. Do you know, some people, you know, their social media, you know, we were talking just before we came in here about how social media can be a very dark place, but also bring light. And it's all happened for the right reasons, that it helped you and it's helping everybody else. And did you, when you started out, did you realise you were going to help so many people?
No. My brain still finds it hard. Yeah. I think if I'd ever thought that way, it wouldn't be what it has become, if that makes sense. I never looked at it like a business or in numbers or ever in a million years thought I would do a book. That was not in my... No, it was just my, like, it was my reason to get up in the morning, which I think everyone, sometimes in life, you just have to have that one reason, whether it's like your dog or your, I don't know.
Your kids.
You know, there's something that keeps you going, and that was what kept me going. And
the drawing.
Now I just feel so, I feel so lucky. And I wouldn't change anything that happened to me either, because I wouldn't be... I often get asked if, like, oh, if you could get rid of diabetes, would you, like, wave the magic wand? But I really wouldn't, because it's made me who I am and it's given me, like, the heart that I've got. And I think I think it's really helped me understand people more. And
how is your eyesight now?
It's good. I think it's great. I mean, compared to what I have. It's not perfect and I can't see as far as the normal person and, like, I can't see very well in the dark, but... I can see you. So.
Okay, but you can use a torch.
Yeah.
Just take a torch everywhere you go.
So, no, it is good. And at the moment, it is stable, which is amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about... This is what I want to know. When you wake up in the morning, Where do you think, okay, this is the saying for today and I'm going to do the drawing. Where does it come from?
Again, I don't have like a social media plan or like a plan for what I'm going to... It's really...
No, I'm just talking about for you.
Well, yeah.
You're doing for everybody else, but just where does it come from?
Because it's what I'm going through in my life. Kind of why every time I post something, it's actually a lot of the time I'm still talking to myself. I'm going through it all with everyone else. So just figuring out life and what's going on in the world and what's like pulls at my heartstrings. That's what I like to draw.
Do you watch news, hear news, read? How do you... You didn't seem to know exactly what's going on. Sort of before everybody else does. Can you paint a picture of peace in the world? That would be lovely. Do you just soak up information?
You might think I'm a bit woo-woo, but I think things find me. Like, I think it's like it gets into my like little world that my brain is, and then that's how I find it. Because I don't understand how I see... I don't really watch the news like purposefully because I find it very sad. But obviously you get updates from social media and stuff. So I'm also a very nosy person. So I think I just listen into everyone's conversations. I'm like, oh.
So do you ever go to a cafe and sit and... I mean, you've got pen and paper.
Yeah,
now.
I'm actually really bad at doing two things.
No, but
so we
do you
might
ever
get nothing.
Just sit in a cafe and draw.
Yeah, that's my... that's my favorite thing in the world to do. People watch and like... I'm fascinated by people. I'm fascinated by people's stories. I think everyone has a story to tell.
Yes. So it drives me mad when somebody says I was sat next to the most boring person. I said, well, you weren't asking the right questions.
No, I think everyone has that thing that they're so passionate. It makes me passionate talking about other people being passionate. But like, everyone has their thing they're passionate about. And if you find it and start like talking about it with them, you'll get the most amazing conversation. If it's like cheese or they love flowers or it can be anything. They love the weather. I mean, us British people love the weather. I just think, yeah, everyone's got a story and everyone's got like a battle they've won. And I love people.
See, that's how you're able to tap into our psyche, that you know exactly what we're thinking. Can we just talk about the Taylor Swift thing?
What?
Oh, that was a funny... Okay, talk to me about that.
That was... oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was cool. again, that's something... It dropped into our... So I like to draw what's going on in the world, and as we said. But and Taylor Swift is just like the queen. So...
that's after doing the queen.
Oh.
You've done the queen and the prince and princess of Wales. No, Taylor Swift. That's why I wanted to go to Taylor Swift. I knew we'd have this reaction. Okay, talk me through this.
I used to want to be a fashion illustrator, so I love fashion and like her costumes and that side of things. So I've been drawing for a while, kind of... her outfits and like, I feel like I sound like a bit odd, but outfits and like things that have happened. And then an email dropped into our inbox and all it said was Wembley XTS. I nearly fell off my chair. Oh my gosh. And then Wembley Stadium reached out to do a drawing to like thank her and celebrate all her shows that she'd done. And then I got to go to the show and take my sister, which was because I've talked about my older sister, my younger sister as well. She is the most amazing person in the world and I wouldn't have got through life without her. So to be able to take her with me was like such a gift for me to be able to do for her. So yeah, that was a cool time.
And then you put the picture up of Taylor Swift and Taylor Swift has your picture.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. Swift has...
There's also one of her dancers, Cam Saunders. All her people are the most, like, the kindest, most amazing people in the world. And I could shout from the rooftops about how amazing they all are. It's just good people, like, sharing love.
Oh, lovely. And then the Prince and Princess of Wales as
Yes,
well.
Yes, yeah.
So was that just another email dropping into your inbox?
That was...
P&P, yeah.
That was actually just, again, they've just been through so much.
Yeah, they
did
have
a drawing just to out of love. And also, like, I think it's kind of me processing just what is going on in the world. That sort of situation is they see it through social media and then that's how it gets there. It's wild.
No, but you want to make people feel better, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. That really is all I... all I ever. If it's just one person feels better from seeing a drawing, then, like, that is enough and that's, like, mission accomplished.
So when you were a child and you said you love fashion and everything, if you wind back to when you were 8 years old... would this be part of the plan?
Oh, no. I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to be a vet. And then I also wanted to be, like, I think I wanted to be an astronaut at one point.
I love
but
that.
I was told I wasn't clever enough.
But so. You've done pictures of astronauts. You've
well,
done,
yeah. Yeah. I really don't think... My dad was an artist, and I didn't think I was good enough to follow that career path. So I knew I loved fashion. So I actually think I... maybe thought I'd work in magazines or something. But I always loved drawing, so kept doing that on the side. And then I guess I never let go of the drawing.
Okay, let's talk about the book. So I knew about that because you and I have met and we now know each other in real life and we kept in contact. So I knew about it. So when it came out, I was screaming. And I remember you telling me, you went, okay, don't
I didn't think I was allowed to tell
anyone. No, I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say a word. But how does it feel now? This is real. This is the book. This is out.
It's a weird feeling, actually. It feels like I've got a bit of whiplash.
Because oh, really?
I can't believe where I am and how happy I am. And I can't believe I got through the dark time. For me, it feels like all of the dark times, like, led... this is what I was going... my words.
No,
be on a podcast.
No,
can't talk.
No.
But, like, all the bad times have led to this, and that's the good that's come from the bad times. And I like to think... I used to hate it when people said everything's happening for a reason, or, like, you'll get through this and realise how much stronger you are because of it. But it really is true. And for anyone who is in the darkest of times right now, like, there will be a time when one day you realize it's not quite as dark, like, there's that glimmer, and then it, I like to think, it just keeps growing, and this just feels like the good from the dark.
But that's really important. That's a really important thing to pass on, because, like you said, in every, you know, physically and mentally, you were in the darkest place that you could imagine, and now do you just see light? Sorry to be as trite as that, but is it just you just see light now?
My friends laugh at me because I say, I'm always like, oh, I've had the best day. But, like, every single day is a best day for me. And if I wake up and get the chance to live out a day, then I just think I've won already. So, yeah.
What do they all make? What are your sisters and what does the family and what do your friends make of this?
I don't think anyone knows how I've got here.
Really? That's really nice. That's what you want.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want them all going, oh, look at
you. Oh, gosh, no. But
do they take the piss?
I think.
Good. That's what sisters are supposed to do.
I think they just think, like, why does anyone care what Lucy's drawing or saying? Not in a mean way or anything, but as siblings do. Also, I'm just like, I am really such a donut, so it's a wonder I get through life. So I think they're just like, oh my gosh,
draw yourself as a donut. So all of these sayings and all of this is all completely from you.
Some of them, I guess, will be from, like, you know, well known. I don't know off the top of my head which ones, but, like, there's sometimes well known. I don't know.
My ducks are absolutely not in a row. I don't even know where some of them are. And I'm pretty sure one of them is a pigeon.
So some will be ones I've heard and I just absolutely brilliant. Adore. But yeah, it's basically just Lucy's thoughts on paper, which I don't know if people should be reading.
No, they should. Everybody should. And I think I've got no money in this. There's no reason for me to say this, but this is the book that everybody should be giving and getting for Christmas. I mean, it's got the perfect title. But I love this because this is obviously called Reasons to be Joyful. There is so much joy ahead. I hope you take a moment to be proud of how far you've come. That's obviously a message to yourself as well. This is wonderful. Congratulations on the book. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you 5 minutes. We'd love to see what you're going to draw. Ooh. A few minutes, we'll draw something and then we'll come back with our extra nugget of joy. Lucy, you are a real precious being and I absolutely adore you. Thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.